We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Should I record my little audio check before I introduce the show? That would be 3 seconds of nonsense. That will be my memoir, 3 seconds of nonsense. Hey, should we talk about some words right here, right now? Right here, right now, we have cryptophobe. Cryptophobe. No, that's... Oh, see, I did it again. No, it's cryophobe. When I was reading through the words in my brain, I said cryptophobe. But no, it's cryophobe. And it's not even that. Jesus. Can we just do this right? It's cryoprobe. We had philic. Cryophilic. Cryophobe is not in here. That would be somebody who's afraid of the cold, isn't it? That's what that would be. That's not a common enough thing to be in the dictionary. This word that I'm trying to say is cryoprobe. C-R-Y-O-P-R-O-B-E. It's an odd word, kinda. Noun from 1965. Or maybe I'm just telling myself it's an odd word because I had such a hard time saying it. My brain wanted to go in another direction. I wonder if we will have cryptophobe. That's the word that I said. Let's see. Crypto. Nope, don't think so. What would that be? Something crypto? We'll learn about crypto later. So cryoprobe is a blunt chilled instrument used to freeze tissues in cryosurgery. And we are going to learn about cryosurgery in this episode. So it's a very, very cold thing that gets put in your body to make stuff cold. So why? So would it be to, is it, what's the point of this? Is it to, keep the body lasting longer? You know, if you're colder, your heart beats slower, keeps you alive in situations that you shouldn't be able to be kept alive in. Is it for that reason, or is it to make the tissues cut easier? If something's cold and it's hard, you're going to be able to cut it easier. Can a cryosurgeon please call me up and tell me what's going on here? Okay, the sound effect for this episode is going to be beep boop boop. The next word is cryoprotective. Adjective from 1967. Serving to protect against the deleterious effects of freezing, as in an intracellular cryoprotective agent. Serves to protect against the effects of freezing. So the thing is going to be out in the cold, and then you gotta put this cryoprotective stuff on it. I'm thinking of a car, a tire. Do tires have cryoprotective thing on them? Indeed, the cryoprotectant. That is a noun or an adjective. I just wanted to do a simple sound effect, but now I'm stuck with whatever it is that I did. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Next word is cryoscope. Noun from 1920. I'm going to guess that this is a very cold thing to look inside of your body. It is an instrument for determining freezing points. Yeah, see, I was wrong. A lot of scopes, they look into your body with scopes. Not this one. An instrument for determining freezing points. it's a thing that you use to figure out how cold something has to get until it starts to freeze. So what does this instrument look like? How do you use it? That's kind of interesting. Deedle-deedle-deed. Next word is cryoscopy. Noun from circa 1900, the determination of the lowered freezing points produced in liquid by dissolved substances in order to determine molecular weights of solutes and various properties of solutions. Didn't understand that at all. I think it had to do something with putting things in a liquid to figure out, does this go back to the last word, cryoscope, to figure out their freezing points? I'm sure it's not that. What is this? The determination of the lowered... Does it seem like these definitions are getting more complicated? Or am I just in a weird section? The determination of the lowered freezing points produced in liquid by dissolved substances in order to determine molecular weights of solutes and various properties of solutions. I don't know. Cryoscopic. That is an adjective. You gotta be a scientist to understand it. Next, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. It is cryostat, noun from 1913. It is an apparatus for maintaining a constant low temperature, especially below 0 degrees Celsius. That is where water freezes. Water freezes at 32 Fahrenheit and 0 Celsius. I think the Celsius system makes way more sense. So many S's. Cryostatic is an adjective. An apparatus for maintaining a constant low temperature, especially below. It's a thing that makes you, that helps you keep things cold. Is it a refrigerator? Dee-dee-dee-dee-doo-doo. Next is cryosurgery. Noun from 1962. Surgery in which usually diseased or abnormal tissue, as of a tumor or wart, is destroyed or removed by freezing, as by liquid nitrogen. I think, I don't know, I had a little thing removed on my back. I don't remember if she froze it. Never had a wart, though, but I know that they freeze those and then cut up. So maybe the cryoprobe, I don't know. I don't know if it's, just says freeze tissues. It doesn't say anything about cutting them, so maybe it's just a knife that cuts the cold things off of you. Cryosurgeon is a noun, and cryosurgical is an adjective. Boop-a-boop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-boop. Next is cryotherapy. Noun from 1926, the therapeutic use of cold, especially the synonym cryosurgery. But I wonder if this is also like when you go into a hot tub, you get some medical benefits, but then you go into a cold tub, like right afterwards, you get some medical benefits from that too. The change in temperature, I've heard that this is a thing that happens. So maybe going into a very cold ice tub, I think maybe they use that in cryotherapy. What does it do? Why is it good? Does it contract your blood vessels? Makes everything cold? Contracts? Is it for your heart? What is it for? Cryotherapy. What is it for? That was a very bad war joke. The song War. I think we need to move on. Boo doo 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 doo. It is crypt. CRYPT. Noun from 1789. 1A. A chamber as a vault, wholly and partly underground, especially a vault under the main floor of a church. Why is it called a crypt? We may have to wait to learn about the etymology. It's a chamber, like a vault, completely or partly underground. But more specifically, crypts are often found under the main floor of a church. Why a church? I mean, yes, they have to store dead bodies for various reasons. Sometimes, more in the olden days. But then why do they call it a crypt? Let's move on to 1B. A chamber in a mausoleum is a crypt. 2A, an anatomical pit or depression. So what sort of, what is my armpit? Is that a crypt? Can I literally call my armpit up the crypt of despair, the crypt of insanity, the what was the one that they called in The Princess Bride? Well, the machine was the, oh boy, my mind is blanking. But yeah, I feel like it wasn't a crypt. It was a something else. So my armpit is a crypt. That's what we have learned. To be a simple tubular gland. And what would a simple tubular gland be? I don't know what that is. Crypt. So it is from the Greek kryptos, which means hidden, hidden away from sight. Also from krypteen, which means to hide. So that must be the Greek verb, krypteen. But perhaps akin to the Lithuanian krauti, which means to pile up. Pile up things hidden away, and it's just a crypt. It's a place to pile up some stuff, often dead bodies, I think. Yeah, not necessarily. I just feel like a crypt is going to have a dead body somewhere. Biddly boodly bee doo. Next is crypt. This is the prefix, so you could also say crypto. No year. One. It means hidden or covered, as in cryptogenic. Or would it be cryptogenic? No, it's genic. Number two for the prefix crypt or crypto. The synonym is just cryptographic, as in crypt analysis. So crypto, does that mean that we can replace crypt with cryptographic in this context, and it would be cryptographic analysis? Not entirely sure, but crypt is just a shorter version of cryptographic. When we will learn that in tomorrow's episode, along with cryptogenic. I think that was it for that one. Oh, here's crypt analysis. Now we can actually learn what it is. Noun from 1923. One, the solving of cryptograms or cryptographic systems. I think it would be very cool to solve something like this. I don't think I ever will, but those things are so cool. Where was there? Doesn't the FBI have a thing? Did it ever get solved? I don't know. Was it the FBI or the CIA? One of them. They had some sort of piece of art or something that I think was a cryptogram. And then I think I was in a conference hall in some city, maybe DC or something. I feel like they had one there too. Or maybe that's where I learned about the FBI one. I don't remember. But those are cool. So that was the first definition for crypt analysis. It's so the crypt analysis, you were analyzing the cryptograms, the cryptographic systems, whatever they are. Number two, the theory of solving cryptograms or cryptographic systems. Also, the art of devising methods for crypt analysis. Whoa, so the first one was the solving. When you were solving cryptograms, you were doing crypt analysis. Or if you're thinking about solving cryptograms, if you are discussing how to do it, not actually doing it, but you're just thinking about strategies for it, maybe that is also cryptanalysis. Or the creating of a cryptogram and the art of doing that process, that is also called cryptanalysis. Cryptanalytic, also cryptanalytical. That is an adjective. Beep, 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 boop. Next is crypt analyst, noun from 1921, a specialist in crypt analysis. They are a crypt analyst, crypt analyst. Dee-dee-dee-doo. Next is cryptorhythm. Cryptorhythm. Maybe that's the musical rhythm that you have to... Ooh, that would be a way to do a cryptogram. Rhythmically in music. You have to... Each rhythm is a letter or something like that? I don't know. There's a way that you could do that with music. and rhythm. So cryptorhythm, it's not spelled like that rhythm, though. C-R-Y-P-T-A-R-I-T-H-M. Rhythm. Cryptorhythm. Noun from 1943. An arithmetic problem. It's a funny word. Arithmetic. An arithmetic problem in which letters have been substituted for numbers and which is solved by finding all possible pairings of digits with letters that produce a numerically correct answer. Arithmetic problem, which letters have been substituted for numbers, so each letter gets a number, but maybe it's not like a numerology thing, but it's just numbers, and then solved by finding all possible pairings of digits with letters. I don't know, I need to see an example of this, but it uses numbers, which is cool. I think that's it for that one. Dee-dee-dee-doo. Next is cryptic. Adjective from circa 1638. I really like these crypt words. Everywhere from the thing under the church to numbers and cryptograms and doing all that. It's fun. Cryptic things. Okay. Where are we? I said 1638. One. Synonyms are secret and occult. That word is occult. Two, having or seeming to have a hidden or ambiguous meaning. And the synonym is mysterious, as in cryptic messages. Have I been putting any cryptic messages in this podcast? Anything subliminal? Sure wish I had, but no. Maybe my unconscious did. 2B, marked by an often perplexing brevity, as in cryptic marginal notes. 3, serving to conceal, as in cryptic coloration in animals. Cryptic, why are they cryptic though? What does it mean? Serving to conceal, the colors allow the thing to conceal the tiger, and that's why it's cryptic. I don't know, I don't love that definition. If I hear cryptic coloration in animals, I would think it's like unique in some way, or I don't know, that's just my brain. But then also we have exhibiting cryptic coloration, as in cryptic animals. All right, this must be a very scientific use of the word that people who study animal camouflage, they call it cryptic coloration. Interesting. That is a word I say a lot. Also fascinating. Number 4, not recognized, as in, oh boy, I just looked to see if I was recording, and thank God I was, because that's a lot to redo when you get to the end of the episode. Okay. Not recognized is this definition, as in a cryptic infection. Yeah, nobody knows what it is. It's very cryptic. Number 5, employing cipher or code. You're being cryptic when you are using codes, ways to speak or something. A synonym for everything is obscure. Cryptically is an adverb. And nothing very interesting with the etymology, although I think it is the same for crypt, which is the Greek kryptos, which means hidden. So it's the same idea. Something hidden. Hidden away. Dee-doo-dee-doo. Next is crypto. C-R-Y-P-T-O. This is the first form, noun from 1946. I think my songs have been very similar too. I try and do something new. Gotta put more effort into that. Number 1, first form of crypto. A person who adheres or belongs secretly to a party, sect, or other group. Crypto, so you can be called a crypto if you are part of a secret group. I guess you'd say that. People maybe say, I'm not part of one, so I don't know this terminology. Nobody has invited me into a secret party, sect, or other group. It's not a term that I knew people used. Number two, this synonym is the number two definition for the word cryptography, which is, yes, it's in tomorrow's episode. Beep, beep, dip, doop, boo, doop, boop, boo. Second form of crypto, adjective from 1681, one, not openly avowed or declared. And this is often used in combination as in crypto-fascist. Not openly avowed or declared. Is that they have not openly declared themselves as fascist? Or has somebody else been declared? Is it the intransitive or the transitive? I'm learning the term. I'm learning the things. So crypto-fascist, I guess maybe it's just somebody who is not publicly telling people that they're fascist. Two, the synonym is cryptographic. So the words in this episode were, I will say it correctly this time, cryoprobe, cryoprotective, cryoscope, cryoscopy, cryostat, cryosurgery, cryotherapy, crypt, cryptanalysis, cryptanalyst, cryptorhythm, cryptic, crypto. This is difficult, as it often is. Maybe, I don't know if I've ever picked a prefix. Maybe I should pick the crypt prefix, because that encompasses crypts and all of the other things that use crypt, which are lots of things, as we have just learned. And there's more coming. And the last one is cryptozoology. So yeah, there's some interesting stuff with that prefix, crypt. I like the prefix crypt. There's a lot of cool things that are crypt. Dee-dee-dee-dee. End of song, end of episode. Thank you very much for listening. I really, 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 really appreciate it. If you would like some merchandise, there is a link in the show notes where you can go buy some stuff. I have a shirt. It's very strange to wear a t-shirt with your podcast logo on it, as simple as it is. Literally looks like I took a big Sharpie and just drew on the shirt, but I didn't. I also got a couple of stickers. I think I got five, I put a couple of them up. I ordered one mask. Why am I going to go out in public with a mask with my podcast logo on it? I don't know, get people to listen maybe. They sent me three. I think I only ordered one. So that was kind of cool. And there was something else, but I forgot. Anyway, this is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.